Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Burt Show.
So Wendy's dating Antichrist is not back yet, so we can't even put this on him yet.
No.
But let's try to redefine this again. For the new Burt Show listener, Jen Hobby, what is a dating Antichrist?
Basically, this is the person that you're so in love with, you lose yourself, they treat you badly, you don't care, you go back to them anyway. At some point, you're wailing, crying over them. You just, it's not a good relationship, but you keep going back to it. And you mistake the roller coaster of emotion that you're going through for this person being a real love, and that's what real love feels like. But really, it's just because they're a jerk and they keep treating you like crap, and that's why it's a roller coaster.
And it's that gravitational pull. Like, you know that it's not good for you. Mm-hmm. You know it's not going to end well. You know that you guys are going to get in a fight within 24 hours of getting back together again, or he or she is going to do something so nasty to you. It can't end well, but that's what makes it the dating Antichrist, because it defies logic. You just keep going back time and time again.
Well, it's like a drug. The person's like a drug, and I agree with Jen. It's like you're not in love with them. You think you are, but you're really not.
You are,
you're in a low part of your life, and you need something like a crutch to lean on. And so the highs that they give you, because these are the people that can give you the best dates and say the best things and give you the best gifts, but the payoff is, it just like with drugs, the withdrawal. Once you're out of that high, it is the worst low you could experience.
So if you're a long-term Burt Show listener, you know when Wendy first started the show, she was in the middle of like breaking up with this guy, and it was really ugly. A lot of you guys have gone through these kind of relationships before also, where this dude was like verbally abusive, and she'd come in here crying one day and ripping on him, and then the next day she was back with him, and she's crying again. She's like, just please leave me alone. I'm going to change my phone number in this. I mean, it was a pretty emotional couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And finally, dude, the relationship is over, because basically he's just not in the picture anymore. He moved away.
Well, yeah, I've been removed from him for 2 years. So we haven't been together for 2 years. The breakup's been 2 years ago. So there's no direct contact with him anymore. I've completely cut him out. But yeah, I found out a couple of weeks ago that he is going to be back in town within a month or two.
He's moving back to town, or he's just here for a little stop and he's moving on his way?
No, he's moving back to town.
Moving back to town.
So in a month or two. I don't know when. I don't know what time. I just heard that information through a mutual friend. But over the weekend, I indirectly still care about what he thinks I look like and how I look.
We need to just define this part, because this was like a large part of your world with him, is that he used to make you feel crap about how you looked and your weight and everything, right?
Yeah, I started on diet pills when I was with him, actually, because I just felt fat. He would always pick at my side and pick at like my thighs, and I mean, just very insecure. He would go to the gym all the time, worked out every day of the week.
What do you mean pick at your sides? Like he would...
pinch my sides. Like,
and what would he say?
He's just like, oh, what's that? And just like little comments like that.
I could do that one time to Stacey.
Oh my God.
One time.
You would be like the guy missing one.
I'd be knocked out.
You'd be the one ball guy.
Barriers, yeah.
No, but he worked out all the time, and he had friends that worked out all the time. So yeah, I was very
insecure.
And
didn't he tell you about the girls in the gym?
Of course, all the time. I would hear about how good they looked and how they were always on the treadmill working out, and I never went to that gym, so I just stayed home a lot because I lost a lot of friends. I lost my family and the whole relationship. I lost a lot of people that I'm just now getting back. So yeah, it's been a long time trying to build my self-esteem back up, and it's definitely not back up, even close to being back up. But no, over the weekend, I indirectly still care about what he thinks, because I went out to a club on Friday night with one of my friends, just going out. But at this club, I knew there was a mutual friend of ours, a guy friend of ours that speaks to him more than he speaks to me. And this guy friend I haven't seen for a while, and I knew he was going to be there that night. So picking out my outfit and doing my hair, putting on the right jewelry, the right shoes, took me a lot longer. When I say I can get ready in 30 minutes, I'm like not one of these girls who primps in the mirror a lot. It took me 2 hours to find something awesome to wear, to make sure my boobs looked good, my I looked really thin and tan. I went to lengths to make sure I looked good.
Because you were dating for the Antichrist because you know this guy would give a scouting report?
Yes.
Yeah, that's real right there. Wow.
I wanted to make sure that when he saw me, he thought I looked good enough to go back and tell my ex-boyfriend that I looked amazing, like that he would want me back. I don't know why.
That's normal.
But in hopes of, okay, let's just look at
but
it.
But in hopes of what? It's more of like a, it's kind of like the way you can flip him the middle finger, right?
Kind of.
Like, you're not wanting him to go back and report, like, oh, Wendy looks so good because you want to get back with him. It's right. More like that Wendy looks so good, like, I can't believe you're such a loser and you're not with her anymore kind of thing. Like,
but he's closer friends with the ex than he is close to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what message did you want to get sent? That just you that looked really good.
And that and you would regret treating me like crap. And
exactly. So I think that it's okay that it's a big middle finger.
I don't think so.
As long as
it's, you know,
I got love and respect for you, but I don't think you're strong enough to play that game. Like,
what?
If you, I don't think that you are strong enough to play the game that you're playing with this guy, even though he doesn't know you're playing it. Like, you want the word to get back to him that you're looking all good. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's going to hear that. So when he comes back, he's going to want to contact you. If you were strong and you had really moved on and you had fallen in love with somebody else or the slate was clean, I say, great game plan, fine, do what you want to do. But I think that you're still weak, that when he calls, I think you're sort of baiting him into a bad relationship again, a bad situation with you.
Am
I explaining
yes.
that right?
I see what you're saying. What you're saying.
You're not strong enough to handle it. If he gets word, I think what Bert's saying is if he gets word of how great you look, right? And mm-hmm. then calls you as soon as and says, hey, I hear you look great. I think everything's cool. Let's go out and have dinner. You're not strong enough to say F you.
And then you're going to be in a bad situation.
I don't think I would say yes to dinner at all. I don't even think I would say even answering a phone call.
Would you talk to him if he came up to you in a bar?
No, I'd want him to see me. But I wouldn't want him to talk to me.
But I'm trying to figure out.
You wouldn't want him to. If he did, would you talk back?
I don't know.
See, I think that we're in the middle ground because I agree with Jen. That's normal. I mean, I think anybody wants to look good if they see their ex in a club. Mm-hmm. You know,
their ex's friends.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that's normal behavior. It is that middle ground, though.
And if you accidentally see them, she's saying she dressed up for them.
No, I've done that before, too.
No.
When,
yeah.
you know, when you know your ex's friends are going to be there mm-hmm. and that there's a potential report back, you want to look really good. To me, it's the big middle finger. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
But I think,
look how, you know, like, oh, saw your ex. She's looking really, really good. That's the message that you want to get back. But I think you don't think that's what Wendy's doing.
I think Wendy's at a disadvantage because she hasn't had boyfriends since then, like really mm-hmm. serious boyfriends since this guy. I think that this would be normal behavior if this was, you know, Joe Schmo that she had dated last year mm-hmm. and that she saw his friends. I just think that I'm trying to interpret how dangerous this is for her because she really hasn't had a serious boyfriend mm-hmm. since Antichrist.
And you told us the last time we talked about him, there's a small part of you still attached to this guy. Like, if he meant nothing to you, I mentioned his name and it was just like any other name, fine, do what you want. But I think this game you're playing is going to bring him back to you and you're going to end up making a very tough decision. And I don't think you're strong enough to make the right decision yet.
I mean, you might be right. I don't know. He's still kind of a crutch. You know, he was that crutch for me for however long, almost 2 years. And then being 2 years removed and nothing serious, it just kind of sucks, you know?
Do I have permission to call you Fiji? If you go back to him. Because I will.
No, I won't do that.
Hey, Katie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to say that, Wendy, you're a strong girl, and you don't need this crap in your life. You need to find that one guy that's not going to find every single flaw within you, because this guy's going to find any flaw possible.
This guy has no idea how to unconditionally love you.
Mm-hmm. She knows this, but she's still with a woman's emotions. It doesn't. You can say everything in the world, but as long as there's any kind of feeling there, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so what do you do then? Okay, so here's the reality of it: is that she still has a grain of concern for this guy. She still has some kind of love for him. So, what do you do then?
It's like the whole drug addiction thing. I said it's up to Wendy to decide she doesn't want it anymore. I mean, my Antichrist, years ago, I slammed the door in her face, and I knew. It's weird to say, but this was like, God, this was like when I was 24, and I remember that I was eating dinner. She randomly showed up to my house. I slammed the door in her face, and I went back to dinner. And I thought to myself, I'm actually still eating, after slamming the door in her face, and I don't care. And that's when I knew I was over. And then it never once, you know, I've seen her since and talked to her and had no problem with it.
And if you weren't ready for that, you would have slammed the door and then said, oh my God, I made her feel
bad.
Correct.
I would have not let her leave. And so I think that it somehow Wendy's got to figure out when her moment of I'm done with this, and you're not there yet.
I wish I could say with 100% confidence I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to see him or I didn't want to talk to him. But I can't say with 100% confidence. I could say with 95% confidence that I don't want to. But there's always that little 5%.
Well, that 95 goes down to about 40% once you do actually see him.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's Antonio.
And then the minute you talk to him, down to 20%.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, Antonio, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys, good morning. I just want to say to Wendy that, baby, now that I have gotten to know you, you are a very strong woman, and no matter what, you know, I'm very proud of you, and I know that you're going to go through this, and it's no problem, okay? I understand totally when guys come and hurt you so bad, it's so hard to get rid of all that, but you're looking so good, and you're doing a very good job.
Hey, I want to get his number and call him for advice randomly.
I know.
It seems so wise coming from him.
Wendy and I had a brief talk about this the last time we talked about it on the air, and here's what I think Wendy needs. I think Wendy needs wins in her in the self-esteem category.
Mm-hmm.
Little wins that build her security.
Mm-hmm.
And I think handling this situation correctly could really be a huge win for you in you really finding some inner peace and love in yourself.
Well, let's all hope she's not the first name drawn when Bobby Cox gets thrown out
of
the game. You know what I'm saying? Is that too deep?
No,
does that sound corny?
No, I think so.
Well, I feel comfortable in the Morse suit because I'm covered up. You can't see me.
But see, I think that Wendy does get a lot of little wins. She just doesn't put them in her win category.
Like what?
Like her dancing with Antonio and kicking butt on that Dancing with the Stars thing and looking amazing on the video and having a gajillion votes on the website. Mm-hmm. I think all of that's there to boost your confidence. You've got to accept it.
Yeah. I mean,
you've got to accept it and believe it and believe that you're worth it and believe that you're way worth more than this guy.
And I wish I could have that feeling all the time, but I don't. Honestly, I don't. I don't have that feeling all the time. Doing the bikini contest, I had it for a moment, but I don't feel that every day.
I think the problem with a dating antichrist is you're embarrassed at how you behave so much that you think you can never get over it because it's this constant wanting to try to fix it. It's like this mouse in the wheel that you're spinning, thinking you're going to improve upon it. Just let it go, and eventually you'll forget about it, you know? Yeah, because I think that especially with women, I don't know, and guys too maybe, we all are inner perfectionists and we don't want to fail, and that seems like a failure when a relationship, we allow ourselves to be bad in a relationship, but just let it go. I mean, it happened. Fine, done.
This,
you know?
This to me falls under the same umbrella as you not feeling valued enough to go and ask for a raise.
Yeah.
You don't feel valued enough to say to this guy when he comes up to you that I'm just too good for you. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I think those are where the wins come for you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
You put a
Antonio
billboard.
Sees it. We see it. Now you have to see it.
Love me, Antonio.
The Burt Show.